Good morning. Thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Robert Anderson.
Hi, Robert. How are you today?
Good, good. Just a little confused. So yesterday there was an Archtop Fiber rep walking around our neighborhood, and he spoke to me and I told him what I wanted. 2 gigabyte plan for the $89.99 up and down.
Mm-hmm.
He said he would, you know, put in the information, waive any fees, and then send us an email confirmation of everything, probably for setup either this Sunday or next Wednesday after I talk to him. But okay. When I got the email this morning, my confirmation code is 7940. Inside of the email, though, it only says 1 gig internet.
Okay. Let me go ahead and take a look at that. What is your service address, please, Robert?
218 Harwich Street.
That's H-A-R-W-O-O-D?
H-A-R-W-I-C-H.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Harwich, here in Kingston.
Gotcha. All right, perfect. Yeah, we're local, but sometimes you don't always know every single street, so. Okay. Got you here. And what is the best phone number in the event that we get disconnected, please?
It is 845-559-8113.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, I am seeing it as the 1 gig.
Yeah, when I talked to him, I told him we wanted the because he told me it was two. 2 gigs up and down. So I wanted to do that plan.
Okay. No worries. And were we doing the auto pay and paperless billing?
Yeah, I would enroll on that. He said I could do that once the guys came to set it up.
Yeah, absolutely. We do recommend that it is done that before, though, just so that, you know, because the day of install would be your first day of billing cycle.
Okay. Yeah, then we can do that. Because the other question I had would be, whenever they do schedule to come, you know, like I said, we discuss either this Sunday if they're able or next Wednesday when I work from home. I want to make sure they came in, set up everything, made sure it worked, because I'm currently using Spectrum, which is the worst internet I've ever had in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to, you know, unplug all that crap, unsubscribe from them, and then turn in their equipment, like, pretty much same day.
Yeah. No worries. I completely understand that. And the best part about it is don't cancel with them during the install. Wait till our fiber services are fully installed. That way you remain connected through the installation.
Yeah, that I was going to wait for them to finish everything, and then I would, you know, obviously disconnect from the Wi-Fi and then connect to it with
Perfect.
A device, and then test everything. And then once we confirm everything is up and working in the house, that's when I would cancel.
Okay, perfect. So I've gone ahead and I've swapped it out from the 1 gig to the 2 gig for you.
Okay.
Okay. So you should be all set on that.
Okay. And is there any note or confirmation for the install date?
Yes, I have the 9th at 1 p.m.
Let me see here. So the 9th is next Wednesday?
Yes.
At 1 p.m. All right, so let me double check my work calendar. I'm going to be doing my yellow belt training at 1 p.m. next Wednesday. Give me 1 second to look at another calendar.
Okay.
I just want to make sure my partner is available.
I mean, if you want, we can switch that around for a more convenient time for you.
Let me just see real quick the 9th. So next week at the night, yeah, we should be fine.
Okay.
So,
all right. So we're keeping the 1 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. All right.
I'd be here. It's just, I have a meeting the entire day, so I don't know if I can just get up and run around a lot.
No, I'm sure that's perfectly fine. I would just, you know, when they do arrive, just take a few minutes, go over where you want the router and the modem to be, and I'm sure they'll just handle everything on that end. The only thing that they may need is when they're setting up your home pass for the router. They may need a few moments of your time to help you get it set up on your cell phone.
Okay.
Okay.
So I know he mentioned also the way it works with this is different than other cable companies. The router, he said, would be installed. One of the things, the modem or the router would be installed on the outside of the house, and then it wirelessly connects to the other device on the inside of the house.
So yes and no. So part of it is outside. Yes, that's where we would connect your home to our fiber network at the street. However, you would still have an ONT, which is technically the modem. It's a black box. It will have three lights on it. And then the router is a white box, which if it starts showing a green light on the front, then that means that the router is not working. And that's when you need to contact us. So otherwise, on the normal route, the white box, which is your router, will not show any lights on the front. They will only have the regular lights on the back.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So since we're setting that up for next Wednesday, do I give you my information now for the auto pay?
If you would like to, I can definitely go through it with you. Or if you want to set it up online, we can also do that.
Yeah, we can do it now. That way it's in the system. So like you said, once it's installed and active on the 9th, that'll be the 9th every month, I'm assuming, is my due date.
Absolutely. All right, let's get into the auto pay settings. And we're doing with the checking account, is that correct?
Yeah, I was going to use my debit card.
And then, of course, you do authorize ArchShop Fiber to automatically debit your account for future invoices for the total amount due specified on each invoice.
Yes. Is there a way you could tell me, like, after tax and everything, the per month cost will be?
So that is actually the cost per month. All the taxes and fees are included in your price as well as the equipment.
So $89.99 a month for 2 gigs.
Correct.
Is the price. And then that's for, is that like a year? Like,
so it's for 2 years. 2 years. It's valid for 2 years. There's no contracts. We don't do contracts. You're able to cancel at any time if you feel like, okay, I'm moving, for example, and we don't service the new area. You can definitely, I mean, we don't have any kind of cancellation fees. We like to be transparent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and also he did mention the waive of any installation fees. So
correct. Right now we're not charging for any installation fees at the moment. Normally it would be a $100 cost, but we're not charging for that at this time.
Okay. So yeah, let's definitely set this up so we can get it moving. Cause
absolutely.
When I say Spectrum is the absolute worst, Spectrum is the absolute worst.
I've heard so many stories. Like, I'm thankful I haven't had to deal with them, but I completely understand.
It's bad because for $89.99 a month, I'm getting, you know, 2 gigs down and up at the same time versus $120 a month for Spectrum for supposedly 1 gig down, but only 40 meg up.
Yeah. And by the way, also the 2 gig, it also depends on the devices that you're using. Some are not able to handle that high of speeds. So you may see differences on each device, but it will also create a larger bandwidth for you so that you can have more devices with less traffic, so to speak.
Oh yeah. I'm used to that. Like I know, like mostly I know we'll notice it on like, you know, our TV when it's plugged in or the gaming computers and stuff.
Oh yeah. I game too. So
so that's another thing for both of us is we both game.
Especially with Ark Survival Ascended and Star Wars or World of Warcraft. Those, you don't ever want to lag.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, yeah, definitely want to get that up. And you did change it over to the 2 gigs. And
yes, I did. So we're set on that. If you want to go ahead and set up the auto pay now, I do have the capability of taking in your routing and accounting account number. If you would like to provide that now.
Oh, so it has to be the direct account and not a card?
Correct. If it's by card, you're only getting a $5 savings versus a $10.
All right, let me pull up my bank account real quick.
Okay.
So you'll charge me on October 9th or November 9th for the first payment?
So oftentimes, the invoice usually comes out 15 days prior to the due date. I've seen some accounts where it pays, on the 9th in your case. But I've also seen some where it takes out on the due date. So I would just keep an eye on your bank. Once it does come out of your bank account or once you do receive that invoice, you are expected to have the same date of pay each month. So that will not change. So once you have your specific date of pay, then that will never change.
Okay. And I just want to confirm what email you have on file for me, if he did give it to you.
Yeah. So he probably put it into the system directly. Let me just open it real quick. So I've got cpl.anderson.r@gmail. Is that correct?
Yes. And Anderson's S-O-N?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. So my routing number is 256-074-974.
Okay. And that is with Navy Federal?
Yes.
Great bank, actually.
Yeah, I've been with them for the last 20 years, and I'm not planning to change anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, they're great. I almost worked for them, but their closest location to me was the one over in West Point, so it was a bit far for them.
It's never fun when I had to go to the bank. I had to drive all the way down there, too, so.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not, like, terribly far. I mean, you could get there from Kingston in, like, a half hour, but, like, it's still, you know, a bit of a trek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then whenever you're ready for the account number.
So the account number will be 287-979-6700.
Perfect. And then, of course, it is your name on the account?
Yes.
Is there the middle initial A on it?
Yes. On my cards, it has A listed. Sometimes they just say Robert, but I usually just put Robert A. Anderson.
Okay. Just making sure, just in case that ever counts. And then, of course, you do authorize it. And this is a checking account or savings?
Checking.
Okay, perfect. All right, so that's all set up and saved.
Okay, so I will see you guys next Wednesday at 1 o'clock. And then obviously, I'm an idiot when it comes to tech. Well, not really an idiot, but like a nerd about it. But I know as soon as we get set up and we test it, I'm going to go right to like fast.com and make sure I'm getting the fast.
Yes, absolutely. Definitely use the gaming computer though.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm going to hard.
Sometimes you might only see the 1 gig, but the 2 gig will provide the provisioning for extra bandwidth, so you're not losing any speed.
Okay. And the router is a standard router with probably 4 ports for different cable devices.
Correct. So if you want to hardwire more, definitely get a switch.
Okay. And off the top of your head, is the Wi-Fi, is it a router for Wi-Fi 6 or?
Yes, so it is. But it's also backwards compatible as well. So there are those devices who require the 5 and the 2.5 gigahertz, those will be available to be connected as well.
That's awesome to hear.
All right. So yeah, right. No, of course, because there's a lot of devices out there that still use a 2.5 for the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but yes. I'm glad you have no idea how happy we were when you knocked on my door yesterday.
Oh, I believe it. I'm still waiting for mine.
We watched every day for the last month. We're like, they're working on the street over there. When are they coming here? When are they coming here? And then he came and knocked, and he was like, you're actually the first person on the street who's talking to me about this. And I was like, yes. He's like, well, yes.
I love it.
Just give me 2 gigs, set it up so I can get rid of Spectrum. Thank you.
Well, that's great to hear. At least you've just made my day. That's great.
All right.
But thank you so much.
Yeah.
We definitely appreciate the enthusiasm for sure.
Oh, yeah. I called immediately when I saw the email this morning say 1 gig, and I was like, no. Let's not make that happen.
Yeah, no, but I'm glad that we got that rectified and we have you all set up and there shouldn't be anything further at this point. So we'll be very excited to see you on Wednesday
and
get you all set up and hooked up.
All right. Thank you again.
You're so very welcome, Robert. And I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day and a great weekend ahead. And thank you so much for calling Archtop.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.